Well, 1982, tis a year that Kerry people and Kerry followers won't want to remember, I can tell you, because just to put you in the picture, Kerry were going for a historic, never-before-achieved 5 in a row All-Ireland titles. They were playing awfully in the final. Picture the scene. Wet and dreary Croke Park, packed people on their toes, 2 minutes left. Is up on you. Listen, Liam Connor, the Offaly full-back, comes up the field, takes a solo, takes a hop, he sends a high centre into the railway in a goal, and Seamus Darby went up with Tommy Doyle, caught the ball behind his head on the 14-metre line, turned around, veered away slightly to his left, had Charlie Nilligan to beat, and with his left leg, 2 minutes left, he rocketed the ball under the black spot in the crossbar into the back of the net. He put Offaly 2 points up. Offaly, of course, went out and won the game, and the Kingdom were plunged into gloom. It was the most famous goal of all time. Seamus Darby from England, you're welcome to Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry.
Thank you very much, Rishi. Nice to talk to you again.
Lovely to have you, Seamus.
Thank you.
Now, listen to me, Seamus. We'll get right down to business straight away. Come here. How long were you playing with Offaly before 82, Seamus?
How long was I playing before 82? Well, I started in 1971, was she?
Right.
I played against Kerry in the 72 All-Ireland Final. Replay, if you remember.
Right.
And 71, I was a sub. We beat Galway in the final. That was our first one ever. And I played on then until 1976. And I kind of fell out of favour then for a few years. About 5 or 6 years, actually. And 1982, I came back for the Leinster Final. I played full forward in the Leinster final, and that was the start of it.
Seamus, just to get to put it in the picture now, you played in 82, you played full forward in the Leinster final.
That's right, against Dublin, yeah.
Against Dublin, no. You played a full game.
I did, yeah.
No, and then what about for the semi-final, the All-Ireland semi-final?
The final, I pulled a hamstring for in the Leinster final, actually, and I was taking full forward against Galway in the All-Ireland semi-final in 82, but I had to cry off. I pulled it again very badly the week before the match, the Friday week before the match. It was one of these very wet days, but the ground was very hard, and I pulled it very badly. And as it happens, I was getting physio twice a day from Amy Johnson, along with Jimmy Deanahan. Jimmy was at a break in his ankle, if you remember, in training. And the two of us were attending Amy Johnson that whole week before the All-Ireland semi-final, and little did we know the two of us would be clashing in the final, but Jimmy unfortunately didn't make it. I was lucky enough to get on for the final.
Seamus, in the lead up to the final now, if we take you back to the early before the final, had you any chance of getting on for the first 15, we'd say?
Well, I'll tell you now, to be very honest with you, I cried off the Saturday night before the All-Ireland semi-final, and Johnny Mooney had come back from the States, a club mate of my own, and he'd announced blinder, actually, playing on corner forward, and I knew that they wouldn't change the team for the All-Ireland final, so I knew that I wouldn't be starting anyway. I kind of hope that I get on at some stage, you know, because I was playing fairly well on that. And lucky enough, I got on the last 6 or 7 minutes or whatever that was on.
Seamus, if we could take you back to the... Eamon Sullivan is in the studio with me. Eamon will be talking to you in a tick. If we could get back to the sideline now, 2 minutes left. You had come on. Explain what happened on the sideline before you came on.
Well, the game was really slipping away from us at that stage, and Kerry seemed to have... They went 4 points up just after I come on. And at that stage, the game was looked as if it was slipping away from us. They were flying at the time. And Eugene McGee told me to get ready, and I got ready, and he just came over to me on the sideline before I went out. And he said, I said, we need a goal. I want you to stay in around the square, and tell Matt Connor to stay in with you. Let everyone else move out, but you two lads stay in there. And that's more or less exactly as it happened. And, with 2 minutes to go, we got the goal, then, and that's kind of sealed it.
Seamus, Eamon O'Sullivan. Nice to talk to you, Seamus. Would you believe I've never looked at that match since? They broke our hearts. I remember. How important was Eugene McGee in all that era, of that year?
Eugene McGee came into Offaly at a very, very important time. Just as this present man, as Tommy Lyons, has done a very good job. It was the end of the breakup of the 70s team, if you can understand. And lads were hanging on, and he kind of retired a lot of lads. Some people talk before their time or that, but he proved in the end anyway that he knew what he was doing, and it worked out very well. He was a very good organiser and a very shrewd football brain, even though he never kicked a whole lot himself, but he was very, very shrewd as regards football, and organising teams and lads and that, Listen, he's a very important part of Fianna.
Seamus, a point on it is that I suppose the pre-publicity for Kerry in the, for a five in a row at that time, that must have been a kind of a launching pad for your All-Ireland final as well, was it?
It was. It would have had, I suppose, the opposite effect for Kerry would have put a lot of pressure on them, lads, you know. And naturally enough, it was. It gave us great inspiration. You know, at the back of your mind, you're playing at the time and probably still regarded as the greatest team ever and going for to make history. And we were the one team that got a chance to get in there and do the business, and lucky enough, we did.
Seamus, we were hoping to have Tommy Doyle, which is unfortunately he can't make a night, but I know that you're very good friends and you meet often and you discuss things often. He can make it. Now, I just get back to the goal again, because people in Kerry, I know, I, personally myself, I have studied the whole thing. A lot of people thought that there might have been a little nudge. I don't think so myself, I must tell you the honest truth. I don't think so. Could you explain exactly when the ball was dropping to you, what was in your mind, or what way you collected it, or what went through you that time?
Well, to be honest with you, I thought I was nearer to the goals when the ball was coming in. And I actually was caught behind Tommy Doyle as it happened, near enough. I was trying to get out in front of him. And then I realised at the last minute that Tommy might have gone that bit too far, or maybe the two of us had gone too far, for that matter. So I checked and I stopped then. And if you ever know, I took the ball kind of out.
You brought it to the lift?
I took it down to my left, because I knew that Jacko and John O'Keefe and all them, if I went right with it, I was running straight into trouble, you know.
Right.
And I think Charlie thought I was going to the right as well, and I went the other way and hit it, and he didn't, I think he didn't see it until the last minute after I was beside him, you know.
Are you a left-footed kicker, Seamus?
Well, I have a preference for right, but I got an odd score would be left as well, now and then.
There's a John Creed and Seamus on the line, he wants to talk to you. John?
Hello.
What have you to say?
I was only just wondering there, I was just wondering that Seamus, about that famous goal.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I just wanted to ask him, was there any push involved? Right.
Seamus?
Well, I hear that, was
you. Listen, I suppose you've got a penny for every time you were asked.
I got a pound for every time I was asked.
Well, listen, we'll send you on another pound when the programme is over when you answer it.
Well, I suppose, you know, people believe what they want to believe, you know. I mean, an awfully would say no, and Kerry probably would say yes, but I wouldn't. The referee was standing very close to us. He was right beside us, as it happens, PJ McGrath, Mayo.
Yeah,
and you know, I don't really think there was anything, any need for a free or anything like that.
No. John, what have you to say to that?
It was burning my head there for the last few years, like.
Wasn't it burning everybody?
Honest to God, like.
What did you think yourself?
I thought there was a push there, yeah.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, even looking at the video again, like, but I hate looking back in it, like.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I look at it now for about, you know, 5 or 6 years, and I had to look at it again, and I knew that Seamus was going to be on the program tonight, and I had to ask him that question.
Yes, yeah, well, I think he's given you a fair answer. Personally, I must say myself, after doing a good bit of refereeing, I didn't think it warranted a free. Seamus,
yes.
I must ask you another question now in relation to the game. How many kicks did you get when you came on?
One.
Well, that was the one?
The only one.
Yeah, no, that's I'm serious about it,
that's
yeah.
That's right. That's the only one I got.
Yeah.
I had it in my hands, or near it a couple of times, but it fell out of them and was kicked out of them or whatever, but I didn't, that was the only kick of the ball.
Now, who was marking you at the time, Seamus?
Tommy was on me at the time. Tommy died, I'd moved back. He was playing left half back, and Gerald Keith moved out, and Tommy moved back in.
Yeah. And Tommy's defence, Seamus, many people would say, and I would agree, that a halfback, a cornerback, is a very specialised position.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because it would all, in fairness to Tommy, I mean, Tommy's an outstanding player and was a brilliant wing back, and he was a great servant to Kerry, I mean, everywhere. But cornerback is a specialised place to play, you know. It's you can't really commit yourself as a cornerback if you let the man. You know what I mean? You can't just go out ball-headed forward and try to take it, you know.
Especially when you're dealing with a highly long-experienced campaigner.
Well, it doesn't do any harm, I suppose. I wouldn't say I was the most lethal man in the world or anything like that. But
yeah.
I played most of my football in that position. You know, a corner forward for the county, anyway. And, you know, you get to learn a few of the old tricks as you get older, and that, and, you know, to stand you good, I suppose, at some stage. But I would have thought they might have left Joe O'Keefe cornerback. He was a cornerback, and he'd played most of his football as a cornerback, you know. But that was another day.
Seamus, obviously, that goal made you, I suppose, reluctantly or not, a superhero down in Offaly, and I suppose that brought its own consequences.
Well, I suppose, I mean, yeah, it's it had had a bit of an effect on me, I suppose, in a way, you know. I'd done a lot of going around and appearing here and appearing there, and times have changed since then, and, you know, that time you did it and you just were happy to be doing it, and, you know, honoured to be asked to do it, of course, but it does have its effect, you know. You're out late at night and you're really drinking and whatever, and you wouldn't be the freshest egg every morning, you know, so it doesn't help really, you know.
Seamus, did you ever regret scoring that goal? Like, from your own point of view, I know it, from the athlete point of view, it was great.
No, I don't wish, you know.
Yeah.
No.
You're in England now. Tell us what you're at, Seamus.
I'm in London. We have a pub over here in London, in South East London, and I do a bit of work myself on the railway as well, and my partner Noreen runs the pub.
Now, if there's Kerry people going over to London, what pub will they go to if they want to meet Seamus Darby and ask him, did he push Tommy Doyle about to go? Where would they go to, Seamus?
The County Terrace is the name of the pub.
The County Terrace?
It's in South East London. It's just beside the Elephant and Castle tube station.
The County Terrace. Well, our programme is called Terrace Talk, and we're talking about the County of Kerry. So all the people need to do is think of Terrace Talk, and think of Kerry, think of County. That should nearly do. Seamus, stay with us.
Right.
Please. We'd love to talk to you. And there might be some listeners out there who want to ring up and ask Seamus a question. Lovely talking to him. We'll be back in 2 minutes. To you again, anyway. After the 82 All-Ireland, Seamus, did you continue on playing club football or county football?
I did. I played on Wish, yeah. I played, my last game was against Dublin in 84 in the Leinster semi-final. Dublin beat us that day, and that was my last game with the county. But I played on with the club until 1986. I finished with Road, and I was living in Edenderry at the time, and I played a year with Edenderry in 89. And I played with Boris O'Kane for a year in 1991 in Tipperary.
Seamus, of course, this is your first time talking to us here in Kerry about the goal in Radio Kerry. A great friend of yours I was talking to today, Jimmy O'Brien, the publican in Killarney, the College Street publican, and he said to ask you, did you attend the Kerry training for the All-Ireland final in 1981 in Fitzgerald Stadium?
Yes, that is right.
Yeah, he was saying, all right, you were down watching the Cormac backs, he was saying. There was backs and
I was a few days on holidays, and I went down to see them train one night.
Yeah.
There, yeah. 81, though, I wasn't involved at all. I wasn't on the panel even.
All the Offaly players of that year, of course, they have great friends in Kerry, of course.
Great friends, yes. You know, people often say to me, you know, I better never go to Kerry, and you know, if they only knew the truth, I can't get out of Kerry. Very good friends down there, and Jimmy O'Brien is one of them, and Dennis Carl and Marie, and they're in Killarney, and I have a lot of good friends all over the county, you know.
Listen, we were surprised during the week when we were thinking about the programme, Seamus, that Offaly's success last Sunday week in the National League was their first success since that 82 final.
That's right. It's hard to believe it, Evan. Yeah, and it's the first success in a league final. They've never won a league final. That's the first time ever.
How do you retain an interest in the GAA now from afar, Eden?
I do, Evan. I'm not involved here now in London as such because I don't really have time and... but I would follow closely the club scene at home and the county scene and that, and I go home for I probably go home now to see Offaly and meet in the first round.
That's the game to be at.
Yeah, I'm thinking it'll be a good one, or at least I hope it'll be a good one, and it's the 24th, and I'll probably go home for that.
Seamus, every time I hear your name mentioned, every time I read about that or talk about that 82 final, I always say to myself, and I must ask you, when you meet people now and you're introduced, Seamus Darby, are you associated straight away with the goal?
Yes. Yeah. 82 on the goal, that's about all people, you know, an awful lot of people seem to think I never played really before.
Right.
And, you know, which is not true, but I'm just associated with that. I'm remembered for that, and that really is it.
But it's nice to be remembered like that, Seamus.
Well, that's true, you know.
You're part of history, haven't you, now?
Well, I don't know about that, but I suppose anywhere GA people meet and talk, they will certainly discuss the Kerry team of that era, and I suppose my name will come... fairly soon after, you know.
Come here a minute. You know. When you rattled the ball into the top of the net under that black spot there and you turned around and you gave... Are you ever asked to do that little dance?
It has happened a few times, yes. I'm not able to do it now, though, Rishi.
Aren't you?
Is it true that Hugh Jim McGee is parting shot here as he went on to Crow Park, was that Offaly would be remembered as the team, for that's one right. reason or another, as the team that lost to Kerry for 5 years.
Yeah, they lost or won it, yes, that's right. And it was a very good statement.
It was, yeah.
But
Seamus, I must say, he played some... I looked at the game again lately. He played some fabulous football that day. And with about 3 or 4 minutes to go, before your goal, you got a free direct in front of the post. And Matt Connor, my goodness, what a superb footballer he was. Instead of going for the goal, he tipped it over the bar. Isn't that right?
That's right.
You were very composed...
Yeah, brilliant player, you know.
Yeah, he was a brilliant...
I read there in Michael Dwyer's book some time ago, a few years ago. You know, and I thought it was very, very true and very good. He was very disappointed, needless to say, for not winning 5 in a row, which is fair enough, and I understand that. But he did say that if someone like Matt Connor was to slip away and never win in All-Ireland, it would be a sin.
I suppose, Seamus, to be fair to say, Maurice Fitzgerald, now we'd class him as the top player. He'd be a stronger version of Maurice Fitzgerald for people who never saw him playing.
That's right.
He's that good, isn't he?
That's very good. That's very accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
Maurice, an outstanding player, and could have very easily slipped away. I'm not saying he might win 3 or 4 before he finishes, but it's also very simple. Like, when a team gets into an old rut and they just, it gets hard to get winning again. Maurice Fitzgerald could be a Kerry man that could slip away and never win his All-Ireland medal, and...
Yeah. Look, you know,
for that reason alone, it was great to see them winning last year, you know.
Seamus, listen to me. As usual, and when you're talking football, time catches up on you. Listen to me, when I rang you last week and asked you to come on the show, I was delighted without any hesitation at all. People in Kerry were delighted to have you. It was lovely to talk to you. We look forward to seeing you in person when you come to Kerry. And what's the name of your pub again?
The County Terrace.
The County Terrace.
Yes.
Listen, Kerry people, Castle. When you're in London... County Terrace is the place to be. Give him a pound, he'll tell you about the goal. Listen, Seamus, it was lovely talking to you.
Pleasure, Seamus.
My pleasure, Weezy, and Eamon.
Thank you very much.
And thanks very much.
Thanks for joining us.